We're going to begin shortly. Okay, and well, appreciate all the effort put in to read the book of Deuteronomy. Just press on halfway through. And so it's a very, very challenging system, what it takes to look at this idea here. Okay, so this is important for us to look at. Just wait for a few moments more, and then we will all right, well, let's have a word of prayer together and let's commence. Our Father, we thank you for the challenge to read your word with greater understanding and skill. We pray that along the way you will teach us how to love your word and treasure the wonderful truths contained therein. And so we pray for guidance, and we pray that you will teach us how we can appreciate the significance of the things we read in the book of Deuteronomy. And we pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we are going to read a small portion there. That small portion has got great meaning. So we're going to try to understand the significance of this. Okay, well, let's look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, and it's only a few verses. We won't hurry, so we're not going home in 10 minutes after we have read this. I say, okay, can go home now. It's not as simple as you might think, so we will try and read it a little bit more carefully. Okay, now, this is with reference to the future. Okay, you shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Okay, now this is something of the future. Now, where does it all begin? What was the system then? Before they went into the land of promise. So we need to go back all the way to Exodus chapter 18. So these were the elements that were there. Now remember, elements are elements. They need to be further explored so that they can be developed further. So the rudimentary ideas were there. And so you take a look at this carefully, and this is important for us to look at the rudimentary elements, and then later on to be advanced further. So in Jethro's visit, chapter 18 of Exodus, we see the idea. Jethro, priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses, for Israel, his people. So they all came out, right? And then Moses' father-in-law, of course, they greeted each other, returned the wife, and then the son as well. Now you know the names of the two sons of Moses, Gershom and Eliezer. And then Jethro, he came up with his sons and his wife to Moses. Then they greeted each other, and the usual, just the usual paying of respects, bowed down, kissed him, asked each other about their well-being. And this takes a long time, you know. This ancient day greeting, how are you, how's mother-in-law, how's auntie, how's uncle, how's cousin? Everybody must be asked. You mustn't miss anybody, because it's considered rude to miss out anybody. And so are there additions? Are there new ones coming in? Long time. That's why they didn't go to the tent and talk. So he says, hello. He says, no, so hi, how are you? You okay? That's right. No, not in the ancient days. You really have to sit down in a tent somewhere and then talk. So Moses went out to meet him, and then we read, and Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done for Pharaoh. And you talk about all the hardship that come upon them on the way and how the Lord had delivered them. That would take some time, you know, because every plague, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, one, you mustn't forget them in what order and why and what happened, and then the ordeals along the way, the problems, difficulties, this long session. Okay, a lot of tea, a lot of nuts and fruits along the way. And you can imagine, they had a long talk. Now, and Jethro responded, "Blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the hand of Pharaoh, delivered the people from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know the Lord is greater than all the gods. For in the very thing which they behave proudly, he was above them." The idea of pride is also very, very much. Book of Habakkuk, which you read about, "Behold the proud man," in chapter 2. Well, let's take a look at this, okay? And then they ended all the whole conversation and fellowship with a special time of worship, which is good, right? So they chit-chatted with each other, they talked with each other, and they offered sacrifices to offer to God, and Aaron came with all the elders, and they had a wonderful visit. So on the next day, obviously, it took just about a whole day, ending up with worship, ending up with the fellowship. After the worship, they also had fellowship dinner, and now better retire because Jethro is even older, possibly, than Moses. We don't know how old he was, but there he is, thereabouts. And so came along, and "What is this thing that you are doing from morning till evening?" he observed. And so when Moses saw all they did for the people, "What is this thing you are doing for the people? 1. 2, why do you alone sit? And all the people stand before you from morning until evening." Cue numbers first started here. Okay, so many people, 1, 2, 3, 4, were long queue. Why? So this is morning till evening. So Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God." 1. "So when they have difficulty, they come to me and I judge," the key word, "between one another. And I make known the statutes of God and his laws." So this was a single judge, one judiciary system, one judge for a million people. Now, anytime soon, you're going to collapse because we are looking at 80 years old and a little bit, and so many people. And if you know the grumbling power, the complaining power of the people, you begin to realize all the movies portray him as white with white hair, and you understand why the hair will turn color anytime soon. Well, so he said, he explained, "The thing you do is not good." Now, it takes a father-in-law to say that. Aaron don't have the wisdom or the insight to see that. When you're part of the system, you usually don't see so clearly. When you're outside the system, you can see a little bit more clearly, more distinctly, and say, what you're doing is really no good. Obvious reasons. And then the advice was given, right? Okay, now you are not able to perform it by yourself in the long run. That is, "Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel. God will be with you." Now, okay, you stand before God for the people. Good. That's how you should be, that you may bring the difficulties to God. In other words, as the intercessor. Nobody is going to be able to replace that role, obviously. Who would take care of that role? Impossible. That's Moses. Basically, that is your work as an intercessor, right? So that is not a problem, 18, 19. Okay? Now, you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work that they must do. Moses as teacher. Yes. No question about it. We are fulfilling that role. Number two. Okay? Moreover, you shall select from all people. Now, that is the next role. You are now going to become an administrator. Now, this is important for you to play that role, to learn that role. Now, Moses is not unfamiliar because, look, he came from Egypt, trained as a prince. You have to have people, you have to be a supervisor of sorts. You have to be an administrator. If you don't, the pyramids are not going to be built. Certainly not good built by the Egyptians. Most of the time, local people don't want to do their own work. Always hire. The idea of getting foreign workers, it began a long time ago. Right? Let's do all you can. I mean, that's how it is. That's how the Egyptians built the pyramids. Okay, let's not do it, be like the Egyptians. Let's do our own thing. Let's build. Let's build our own society. Build our, we, the citizens of Israel, pledge ourselves as one united people. And okay, let's do it. By all means, pray for them, teach them, but you cannot do this alone. All right? So this is how it is. You shall select from all the people. Keyword, select. Okay? One, look for able men. Two, look at those who fear God. Three, look at men of truth. Four, hating covetousness and place such over them. Now, that's how it works. By the way, you take a look at this. Acts 6, same. The principles, the apostles had to learn the same lessons. You cannot do everything. So when later on the apostles said to the people, look out from among yourself, we cannot leave the word of God. We will devote ourselves to the word and prayer. Guess what? All the way back, Deuteronomy, Exodus 18, it was already sounded out by Jethro. So he's quite a wise man here, right? So look out for these people. And so Moses, your role would be still intercessor, chief intercessor. Obviously, very few people can take on that role. In fact, nobody, not even Aaron the high priest, right? That intercessory role is not mechanical. You really have to have a heart. You have to have that relationship. You have to have that faith. You have to have that compassion. You have to have a lot of other things in order to play the role of intercessor. Number one. Number two, you got to teach the people so that they can self-regulate. Okay, I am not going to do this, I am, and so on and so forth. Okay, but in a case of some who cannot be regulated on their own, then they must have others who will regulate them. Now that is the basic judicial system being set up there and then. Right, so it's not going to be an immediate thing, but it has to be done at this point of time, at least ad hoc, it must be there. Right, so what is your criteria here? The criteria will have to be followed through, even though that may not be mentioned in Deuteronomy 16. Right? Because truth is truth. If it works for them, then it will always be there all the time. Truths are eternal things. They are principles that will really transcend time. It will always be there. Well, that's what we are looking at. Okay? And then let them judge the people. Well, that is the whole idea. The people at all times. Okay, so the judiciary system was actually considered right at the beginning. Now, this would be the elementary level. Okay, this is something that you need to consider. So, then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you. Every small matter they themselves shall judge. Obviously, why do you want to bother about the small matters all the time? Small little brawls here and there. I disagree with you. Why you do that? Why you hang your clothing out to dry here? You are blocking the sunlight from my house. Well, small matters like that. I mean, why do you bother about small matters? You hear these things here and you go crazy. Sometimes in America, there's a film called Judge Judy. And actually, it's true, you know. That lady actually exists. But these are small claims, small matters. Anything less than $1,000, she will solve. And then they trust her judgment. And she became a household word. This whole series is actually based upon things which are true. Then they build it up. And then after a while, sometimes they even do live things. So they actually, it's a true thing. So in other words, small matters. Now, and she is a very opinionated lady. She will scold the person. She will, okay. Now, the people who were there will support her. But that is her authority. She can do that. You do that in a higher court, you are sunk. You will be sued yourself. So, but the small claims, you can get away with it. Big issues, nothing doing. Okay, if you want to claim anything above $1,000, not in her court. Small things here and there. It took my car and smashed it. How? Well, then she will have to figure out how these things here and so on and so forth. But that's how it was in the U.S. and it came over there. All right. So this is actually what we are, in other words, small ideas, small claims, small thing. You know, I loan you this and then you didn't give back to me and so on and so forth. Well, small ideas. Many stories are told. Okay, now if you do this, it will be easier for you and they will bear the burden with you. Now, Jethro is not saying you will now have an easy life. No, no. Anybody who leads Israel will never have an easy life. The word easy does not exist. It's you cannot easy peasy. It doesn't work. There is no rhyme for this word here because Israel is anything but easy, as he will realize. And, you know, just as you set up a system, the small problems don't come out too much. It's the big ones. The intercession. Why the water? Why no water? Why the water not sweet? Why no water again? Where's the bread? After the bread comes, where is the meat? Where the cucumber? Where's the garlic? Where's the Chinese takeaway? Whatever you like. I mean, you go crazy with things like that. Poor Moses. I mean, you can understand the difficulties that this poor man had. That's why Jethro felt for him throughout his son-in-law. He would prefer not to come to see his funeral because it's always painful to see a younger man die before you. And that's always painful. So, okay, Moses, take it easy. You will have lots of work to do. There's no need to kill yourself with this kind of work when other people can help you, right? So the judicial system was actually already there. So if you do this thing, God and God so commands you. Okay, now, in other words, he's not saying that you must. In other words, bring it to God. And if God so commands you, then do it. Then you will be able to endure. That's the whole idea. And the people also will go to their place in peace or in pieces. So you got to watch out very, very carefully. So he heeded, and so he chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over people, thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Wow, so that was advice followed through, and that is became the idea of it all. Okay, so by the way, this idea here became the Sharia idea behind the Muslim law because they take the same scriptures, right? So this is the idea of small courts. This is actually the system here. And this, as I said, it's really a common sense thing. But sometimes you just don't have that. So small matters, but some of those courts deal with very big matters. You stole, hand gone. Wow, that is very, very, very severe. And when you have hands chopped off, and eyes gouged out, and things like that, it's really, really painful. So sometimes it's, even in India, this happens. Okay, somebody pour acid on you, and the culprit is caught, and then found guilty, and the person who has been assailed is told, you can now blind the same, you can do the same thing. Here is a liquid of acid, you can make the person blind. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth kind of thing here. So some of those things here can be quite bad, quite tough, I mean, to say the least, right? So let's hope the good sense prevail. But of course, we don't know the details, okay? So there are obviously wiser ones judged over the thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, right? So Judge Judy about fifties and tens can. The thousands one is going to be tough. Right, so it's interesting. Some of the things that she came up with, her judgment, some of them are a little bit peculiar, but it's all within the law. Okay, all within the law. It's just how she delivers it, and she gets very angry, gets very annoyed if there is no compliance immediately, and everybody's sort of scared of her. So when they enter in the court, everybody keeps quiet because she's quite fierce. Now, we don't know how fierce they were, but at least we have a system going. All right? We have a system that is going, and this is something that we need to think about. Right? So this is something that we want to consider. So the background of Deuteronomy 16 must be traced all the way back to this time. Now, this is 40 years later. Right, Deuteronomy is about 40 years later, or 30-something years later. Now they are poised to go into the land of Canaan. The old system, while it may work in the wilderness, is not going to work in when they go into the land. Obviously. Right? So how does it work? Because one, Israel is going to be far larger. Obviously. Two, there will be tribal divisions. Three, Moses won't be around anymore. Right? So this is absolutely important as we look at the things which must be there. The skill sets must be there. That you got to watch these things very, very carefully. Otherwise, we are not going to be able to understand this, right? So the thing was now in place. Now, let's take a look at the Deuteronomy 16. Okay, you shall appoint judges. Now, this is now no longer Moses. He's already past that stage. All the people except Joshua and Caleb, the old generation, had all gone. So now we are looking at a new generation. It's always interesting to see what would the next generation do? How would they go about it? And so the criteria had to be laid. Right? So this is something that you need to look at very, very carefully over here. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates. What are the judges and what are the officers? Obviously, every judge, judiciary system, we call them bailiffs. Not a bailiff, but a bailiff. In other words, these are the officers of the court. Right? The officers of the court must be there to help. They will bring a prisoner in. All rise. Now, somebody's got to say that. Right? Somebody's got to record all those things here. I speak slowly, I write. Because got no stenographer in those days. They have to do it very, very. And then you got to work with it very, very carefully. So the bailiffs, the officers must be established. Look, it did not exist then in Exodus 18. You see the difference here? So we are now sharpening. So Moses was wise enough to give this bit of advice. So the system advanced further. Right? So now we're not talking about, okay, Moses, the intercessor. He's out of, that's no more there. Okay? The people would have been taught, at least assume that they have been taught. Right? And he's going to be the chief judge. Nope. He's not going to be there. Right? So now we are looking at the judiciary system split up a little bit. It's different from the Exodus 18 part of it. There are similarities, there are obvious differences. You must take note of them. Okay? So now we have judges that you're going to appoint judges and officers in all your gates. Now, it's not based upon thousands, upon hundreds, upon 50s, upon 10s. Those are small community type. This kampong here, A, B, C, you can. And you can look at it. But no, this is all your gates. In other words, every city will have its own system. You must have. All right, so this is something that you need to bear in mind. And think about this thing. All, okay, according to your tribes. So now there are going to be 12 tribes. So there are going to be judges in all your gates. There are going to be a lot of judges, obviously. Right? A country that goes in, I mean, a nation that goes in without a judiciary system is asking for trouble. You need a judicial system. You don't need a king. A judiciary system, if it is well administered, would be good and it's important. You must have them. All right? So this is something that we need to consider, and this is absolutely important. Okay? Strict rules. They must be people who will judge with just judgments. There must be a system. All right, so we have the law, obviously. We have the commandments, obviously. We have the testimonies. We have the statutes. And you must study them very carefully. Whoever is going to be a judge, you better know the book of Deuteronomy thoroughly, or you will never be a judge. Oh, I forgot that one. You can't. You've got to know your stuff. Obviously, in any kind of work, in any kind of ministry, if you do not know, you cannot lead effectively. You got to know. In any kind of country, any system, you need, obviously. Right? So you got to know your staff thoroughly. Otherwise, you'll never make it. Okay? The bailiff may know the laws insofar as enforcing it. Sit down. Okay. I handcuff you. Okay. Rise. Sit down. You can't do that. But you cannot judge anything because you don't know beyond, cannot go beyond a certain level. But a judge has to give judgment. Obviously. So you need to know the law. You need to discern. Is this fake news? Or is it not? Wow, it is very hard to tell. I mean, it's really bad. Right? So how do we go about doing this? And that is going to be seriously difficult. Right? I'm looking at the what's happening in the midterm elections in the US. And it is scary. The Democrats are coming out really very, very strongly. They've already won 11. And this is going to be becoming stronger and stronger. They're trying to gain back the houses. If they get back, we're going to see it. So it's going to be a very, very severe fight within the next few months. And this is important. Some of the Republicans are supporting the Democrats. Huh? Of course, because of Trump, you see. So you really, really have to have a good judgment and spell it properly. I mean, it's that bad. It's come to the point when it is so bad, they're going to pick on everything you say and do and write. Oh, that is how to make good judgment. You really have to be skilled along the way. Okay? Two, you shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, nor, and so this is important. So these were very, very specific things that had to be spelled out. Justice is justice. You cannot pervert justice. Now that is a big problem. So we have to ask ourselves how this is going to go. Okay, one. Two, you shall not show partiality. Wow, that's going to be tough. Okay, so in the US, if you are related to the person in any way, if you know a family friend in any way, if somewhere along the line, remotely you are connected, you must discharge yourself. You cannot do this. Wow. So you're going to have a lot of judges around the place. Right? You cannot take a bribe. Okay? Because the bribe will blind the eyes of the wise. Because, you know, the person cannot see anything. So I remember a story of an Indian man who was being tried, and he felt he was going to lose the case. So he put his hand in the pocket. And his hands were moving, obviously, in his pocket. So the judge looked at him and saw his hand in the pocket. And he was wondering what he was going to do. Maybe there's gold inside. So he looked at him and he made the case in his favor, where he thought he was going to lose. So he was in a fever. And the other person was very angry because he actually had the case for him, and the man who was going to be charged was actually guilty. So the judge came up and said, come here. After the other man went off, and what do you have in your pocket? Is there something for me? He said, yes. Well, let me have it. He said, you don't want to have it. What do you mean? He says, I had two large rocks there. If you had judged against me, I would have taken it and thrown it at you. And then I would have run. Two rocks, sure, will hit one and then will hit you. He said, wow. The judge was very relieved. He says, good thing I in your favor. Otherwise, you'd be injured. So this is the kind of stuff that you know, you think it's funny, but it's true in India till today. But not actual rocks, but bribes and all that go a long, long way. I think that is a real basic problem. It's tough, okay? And twist the words of the righteous. Now that is a real big problem. Because bribes can come in so many different ways. I mean, it's not just in dollars and cents. You know, sometimes it's in a family, sometimes it's a family friend, sometimes a big shot showing up, or you know this person. There's so many ways in which you can pervert justice. There's too many ways to think about it, and it is always a challenge to figure this out. The point of it all, write it down first. So these were dictums. These are things that must be obeyed. There is no getting around these things here, right? No bribes, no perversion of justice. You must have just men. You must have. So this is built upon the older system, and now you're going to be there. So that is a real challenge. Okay? Now, you shall follow what is altogether just. Altogether just. Now, that is going to be a tough act to follow. Okay, now, let's take a look at this. And let's take a look at the book of Isaiah right now for a little bit, and we'll see how this works out. Isaiah, the third chapter, for example. Let's take a look at this. Okay? Right. Let's take a look at chapter... Well, let's begin chapter 1 first. Okay? Chapter 1. Where the Lord said, I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross. 1:25. Okay? And it says, I will restore your judges as at the first, your counselors at the beginning. Now, that is where we are going back to the beginning days. So there were judges. There were counselors. In other words, these would be a group of senior judges, as it were. So as at the beginning. What beginning? So you go all the way back when? When there were people who upheld justice for the sake of justice. Well, Moses was around. It better be. Right? So that was the challenge of it all, and that is important. And Zion shall be redeemed with justice. So sometimes we think of redemption as salvation, and that's it, it's a spiritual matter. Oh, no, 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 no. When we are talking about redemption of a nation, it is not individual salvation we are talking about. We're talking about a nation. And justice goes with redemption. So if people are merely saved, as it were, I hate to use the word merely, but the idea is, okay, our focus is their salvation, and then that's it. No, it's not. The focus is full redemption. And redemption includes a good judicial system. That's what we mean. All right, so Israel will be redeemed with justice, penitent with righteousness. Right? And so this is what we are looking at. Now we go to chapter 3. Okay? And this is chapter 3 now. Behold, the Lord of hosts takes away. What does the Lord take away from a nation when it is not redeemed? Look at the things. Okay? The judge. Can we see? The counselor. This is Isaiah 1:25. So the Lord can actually dismantle the whole system. And once the judicial system is broken, the nation is also going to be broken shortly. There's no law. There is no order. There is no justice. And it's going to be really tough. Now, Venezuela is one of the countries that produce one of the greatest oil producers. How much does it cost to fill a tank, a whole tank, medium-sized car? The cost of a cup of coffee, that's it. That's it, yeah. You want to buy a cup of coffee? And we're not talking Starbucks. We're talking Kopitiam. A slightly more than a dollar, you can fill a tank. So if a medium-sized car, and you can fill a gas, a petrol tank, costs about $80, $90. That is Venezuela price of petrol. Wow. Now, this particular Maduro prime minister, president. It's going to change. We must pay this at usual prices. In 1989, they tried to do that. Many people were killed. Riots. Everywhere, things came to a standstill. How do you go about changing a system like this? There's nobody. Venezuelan petrol is the cheapest in the world. So when you pull the petrol thing and you see the $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $100, and still counting, $110. Well, you better go to one that gives some discount, because it is going to cost $116, $17 one full tank, my car. All right, so if I drive it to Redmark, it's $120. So then you take a bit of discount down there, and every discount helps. So you just imagine, fill in a tank, $1. Everybody will be going to fill it for fun. Just, you see, and I mean, how do you explain a system like that? And that is a system as crazy as you can get. How do you get it across to people? I mean, it's going to be a tough situation, right? I mean, we are thinking of how nice it would be to have such a thing, but no, it's not going to happen here. No matter what you do, there's got to be checks and balances and a lot of these things here. Well, that is something that we are going to consider. I am looking at across our neighbor and seeing what's happening on the other side. And lots of interesting things to study and to look at. And you just, you see, we need a system. You see, so sometimes if you are being appointed by, and that system that you are appointed, that you're appointed by, can actually turn against you. And we are going to be, we're going to watch and see what's happening. So the judiciary system and the political system ought to be separate, if possible. Okay? Theoretically, best. In reality, not always optimum level. And that is how a person can be put into jail for charges of sodomy. And then after that, decide, you pardon, come back, and what happened? Well, it can happen any which way. See, this is what you want to understand. The system of justice has to be there. You cannot pervert. You need just men. You really, really do. And it is very, very hard to find people who are good judges. Right? So right now, the Supreme Court in America got 5 conservative judges. 4 again. So now 5. For the first time, it tilts against it. So last time was the other way around. Abortion on demand for whatever reason. Now, cannot. Okay. We're going to rethink a lot of issues because it's now the other side. So the other side is yelling and screaming, how come all conservative? So it's always a 5-4. And those guys, you can write your law very skillfully any which way. So law as a system is not often always about justice. So if I am inclined in a certain way, I am inclined in a certain way, and that is it. That's how it works. Right? So this is important for us to consider. So we have to work these things very, very carefully. So Moses has to say this ahead of time. Okay? All the tribes, they must apply to all. Judah different, Simeon different, cannot. They all have the one judicial system. Everyone has to follow this set of dictums. You cannot change the thing. Right? So you've got to go back to it. You know, and then otherwise, the Lord can take away. He can restore. He can take away. So if the system is really bad, it's gone. And the whole nation will now need redemption. And when God brings redemption, justice system will be in. Has to be. See, nowadays when people go to study law, they study law because it's good money. That's it. Unfortunately, it's not about justice. Don't look at him, poor boy. Don't look at me, not me. Go ahead. Yeah, you don't have to be afraid of saying that. You see the whole problem? In the early days when people studied law, it was justice. And that's how it works. You know, when William Wilberforce became the man who fought against slavery, you know how long it took to get a parliament to do it? 18 long years. Sit through it again and again and again. In the meantime, he's got to lobby a lot of people because he came from a very wealthy family. Now, you need almost that kind of power, wealth. You need the Prime Minister on your side, William Pitt. You need other people, Charles Middleton, Middleton Hospital. You need men that kind of. This was a guy who planned the war where Nelson won at Trafalgar. This was the Admiralty. His other name was called Lord Barham. But that's what it is. So you need to bring in a lot of people so the judicial system doesn't work as you think it does. One of the biggest problems was East India Company that used to send out missionaries with them and then make them go back because they were disturbing them in their work, in their business. So it didn't work that way well. Okay, so when you buy an East India Company t-shirt, be careful. It does not always have good connotations. Okay, because in the early days, a lot of the missionaries suffered from them because of them. One of them was William Carey. A lot of times it was difficult. They wanted to get him out. But now when he became commissioned by the UK government to become a professor, they couldn't do that. But it was difficult. It's really, really difficult to get things done. So the judicial system has to be established. And that was wise. All right? So if you take a look, there is the religious system. You got to have them. Right? But next to all the feasts and all the priests and everything else, you need a strong judicial system as well. And any country that does not have this thing here is going to have difficulties along the way, obviously. Right? So this is something that needs to you need to look at it very, very carefully, unfortunately. See, what happens when if the system is gone? The Lord said, I will give children to be their princes. Babes shall rule over them. Already babes are ruling, they always rule parents already, right? You ask who is in control in Eugene Xiao's family. It's Daniel. Sure. Whip shall rule them. Okay, I want to get out now. You're going to get out. I want to. I'm happy. Okay. If I'm sad. I'm grumpy. I'm okay. 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 Well, let's negotiate. Babe shall rule them. But worse when it comes become a judicial system. People who are unqualified become the rulers. People who really don't know how to do anything become the leaders. So sometimes in churches, young people, okay, you speak, you lead. You have no idea how dangerous this is. One, it goes against the Lord's word. And there are many churches that encourage young people to take the lead. Go ahead, now your turn to speak. We were in India one time, and we heard some people, they were talking about themselves. And then, so they don't even know which hotel they're going to stay at. And he heard one of the leaders, okay, tomorrow night you speak. Huh? Me? God will be with you. And there he is. This person hasn't a clue. And you reach India in midnight. And you are told tomorrow you speak. Young people. You have no idea how dangerous this is and how much it goes against the Lord's word. Why do you think we don't ask you to be speaking, Elizabeth? Because we want to honor the Lord. Because you cannot do this. That's anyhow you like. You can't. For obvious reasons. We can ask you to sing, yeah. But ask you to speak. Okay, now you can be a judge. After all, you're going to be a lawyer soon, Nadine. So you'll be the judge. A babe! You cannot do that. For obvious reasons. Now, after that, you graduate. Next day after you graduate, you make you magistrate. You have no idea what is a magistrate. You can't. Right? You can't. So when I appear before you, oh, I know you. I better be in favor of you. You can't. You got to discharge yourself straight away. You can't do that. You cannot have a babe to do that, obviously. And yet a lot of churches ignore these basic principles. And they appoint people, leaders, this, that, and the other. Dr. Daniel was telling me just a couple of days ago about one particular church. Every time people leave our church, they always go to this particular church. And so they were told, one of the cell group leaders was talking to them about the second coming of Christ. Source of information, YouTube. So she began to tell the people very, very clearly, the Antichrist is Obama. The Messiah is Trump. All at one go, in one lifetime. In the last few years. Right? And so they were asking, why? So we came to ask. And ask what happened. They say, why, are you serious? But doesn't the senior pastor know? He doesn't know. They might be all grand on your own. Well, shouldn't you tell him? No need. It doesn't matter old or young. The point of it all, if you don't know the word of God, you don't know, you cannot lead. A lot of people think that we are all too strict about these things here. You know, only people who know the word of God should be. Of course, because this is the Lord's word. You cannot put the church at risk and put babes in charge, and they will oppress them. Unfortunately, but that is something that is all too true. And so you need to look at this very, very carefully. Okay? And so this is something that we want to look at. So after a while, you don't have a leader. So what happens? Well, let's take a look at these things here. Right? Jerusalem stumbled. Judah is fallen. And this is something that there's no two ways about it. So it's tough. It really is. Right? That's why the judicial system has to be established very, very, very carefully. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Right? So you can inherit the land. But if you don't have a judicial system, you're not going to be able to live there. There are many, many places like Colombia. And you will find that they do not only produce coffee, Colombian coffee. They produce all kinds of other evil as well. Right? And so this becomes a really dangerous situation where people die. And you know, sometimes they calculate how many people die for every hour. People get shot. People get killed. And this is an interesting thing. So in Colombia recently, they had this, the gangsters put out a wanted dead or alive. And the people on their wanted list were police officers. right? Police officers. Kill a police officer. $500 they will pay. Oh, that's interesting. And then recently, a few weeks ago, they put up a poster. Wanted. Kill this. Five figures. Really high, high figures. Kill this. It was a dog. Policeman, only $500. This dog is worth $50,000. Whoa, how come? Because this dog has got such good sniffing skills. This dog has literally sniffed out tons of cocaine. So now the dog has a protection program. They don't know where to put the dog. They don't know where the dog is because they are very scared they'll find the dog. So a policeman, only $500. Cheap. Wanted or dead or alive, $500. That one, whoa, that's serious stuff. Why? Because this dog is very dangerous. It cost them millions already in terms of coke money. Well, that is kind of serious. What do you do with that? Right? So this is something that you need to consider. Right? So you need to look at the judicial system. Now, just a little note there. Okay? You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you built for yourself to the Lord your God. Now, this is old days. Now, this is just sort of a side remark. Sort of edit on, you know. Just sort of, sometimes it's really hard to... because this actually should be... It should be part of 17. Really, it should be part of 17, but it was bad at 16. Just little remark before we go on further, and we look at this very carefully. You see, because if you want, in the early days, they allowed for, I want to give a special offering to the Lord. Right? It could be the days of Job, that time. Because the system, the Davidic temple is not up yet. Okay, but so if I want to have a special time of worship given to the Lord, I still need to keep certain definite ideas. Okay, one. Okay, you shall not plant yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar. Okay, so I want to worship the Lord. I feel I really must give a thanksgiving gift. That God has been good to me. So I need to give this. I want to make this offering. Please be careful. If there is a nearby tree. Now, there are a few trees which are there in India. One of the trees that they always particularly like is called the neem tree. N-E-E-N, the neem tree. Every time, Egypt is acacia tree. But the neem tree. Very often, you'll find someone going there to worship. In India, some of those trees have got a lot of things hanging on the trees. Everyone asking for a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a wife, a husband, a child. Whole tree, poor tree, is really laden with all that. You see, all you need is somebody there and then you will start hanging. And that's how it is. You see, it could be a very old tree. Why so old? Must be a tree god here. He lives here. That's right. This one, extremely tall. Why? But it must be something, must be a tall god here, just in case. You'd be surprised what it can be over in every place you're bound to see. That's why the Lord said, don't even think about it. The association is so close that it becomes dangerous. All right, so this is something that you need to, near the altar which you shall build for yourself, not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. Nothing at all. So the same idea here. This is something that we need to think about very, very, very carefully. Nothing close to it. Okay, so this is something that you want to consider. Many years ago now, this is now 40, 20 years ago exactly. This is 45, 20, 20 years ago. And I was receive a call, go to Australia to visit with a family with a person who was dying. So I flew over after the anniversary, took a quick made a flight over here, and there it was. This was told to me. There is a little boy who is autistic boy. And they see this boy as a special prophet of God because he's autistic. Right? Because he's pure, quote. God knows. That God is speaking through him. And he can write poems. He can write this. Therefore, he is. See, they formed this idea. So told the person, God has given me a special dream. Auntie, you will walk again. Don't worry. You'll be well. No need medicine. Don't worry. So I told the person, please, don't listen to things like that. Yeah, but everybody says he's a prophet. So many pastors endorse him. Sorry, I'm not one of them. Please, don't do this. Oh, no, I will just drink this special water. This one is special mineral water, and I shall be well. Have faith. With God, all things are possible. Wow. You quote all the Bible verses. And you will die. Hear me. Oh, no, don't worry. 2 months later, went back to do the funeral. Why? It was already stage 4 cancer. Seriously. And it was, you know, breast cancer is really one of the most treatable of cancers. And that's it. Oh, don't worry. This boy is a prophet. He's pure. You know, because he's autistic, he doesn't sin like other children. Therefore, God is with him. Don't care who says what. It's still not true. And so the danger is real. With the judicial system, in the religious system, if it goes against God's word, it is false. It is dangerous. It could be deadly. So I went back to conduct a funeral. 2 months later, the deterioration was rapid. It was very, very, very fast moving. And the life was gone. Not even 50 years old. It's gone. So let's not take chances on things like that. Let's read the Lord's word, follow through. Unfortunately, we just don't know how to heed the Lord's word. So when we look at a system like this, please, God's word is not written without purpose, without meaning, without impact, without consequences. Follow through. What God's word teaches us, that is the wisest and the best thing to do. No matter what popular opinion, everybody does it. So cell groups, why don't we have cell groups? Yes, because you can end up with the Obama and Trump situation. That's why. And you can have babes ruling. Okay, I say this and say that. And one whole group will, because our group leader says this. What does the Word of God say? The young person does not know enough of the Word of God. And yet they want to lead. Perversity. Sin. Is there. This is why we want to follow the Lord's word. In his own wisdom, he has given to us things that will protect us. It's not to restrict us. It is to protect us from sin that is deadly and perverse. And wisdom teaches us, yeah, I better listen. I better be. Okay, so this is absolutely important. So this is otherwise we are going to be in serious difficulty along the way. Okay, think about these things here. Well, thank you for being here. We've completed 1 hour of looking at 5 verses. All right, so you know, that 10 minutes took a little bit longer than that. But you see, the Word of God is so rich, and we study it. So don't take this for granted. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the joy of knowing your Word. We thank you that we can read it with meaning, with a great sense of understanding. And we thank you that we can find enlightenment from your word. Help us to love it. Help us to treasure what we read, what we understand. And Father, we pray that you will bless us with a deeper appreciation, a desire to apply the truth and the principles in your word into our life system. We pray that you will continue to bless and lead our country, and give to us good people who will lead and promote justice as we understand it. We pray for your blessings and your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all for being here. We'll see you next week. And let's look forward to the Saturday program combined and then Sunday at the Shangri-La. Thank you and God bless.